we are a very large research institution with 19 museums, 9 research centers, and many more outreach and education programs. And it's been my pleasure as part of this Smithsonian Inside Out program to do some of the research, interview some of the people, and I'm never, you know, it never ceases to amaze me the diversity and the skill and the experience that people who work for the Smithsonian have and share. And so this particular program will give the public a chance to really get behind the scenes and understand all that these people are doing at the Smithsonian. So every day of the festival, from now through Monday, July 5th, different people from the Smithsonian will be there in different tents sharing their knowledge, experience, and expertise.
And I have to say, you guys also this year have really done a remarkable website. It's always been fun, but you have a blog this year, and there's a lot of content there. So even if you're not maybe able to get down to the mall, there's all sorts of great ways to learn about the stuff that's going on.
Absolutely. We have a complete schedule of all the events on our website, which is festival.si.edu. And we also have video interviews with our curators, interviews with many of our participants. And every evening, we're showing webcasts of the evening events that are taking place. For instance, this evening, we are interviewing the comedian George Wallace, who was a frequent performer at the Apollo Theater, which coincides with that wonderful exhibition at the Apollo Theater that's at our National Museum of American History. Mm. Saturday night, there's a great concert. It's our annual Ralph Rinsler Memorial Concert that'll feature members of the SNCC Freedom Singers, as well as Hazel Dickens, Alice Gerard, and David McLaughlin. So always lots going on at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival.
Part of the joy of this is you can ask these people questions. You don't have, I get paid to ask dumb guys questions, but you can go and this is an opportunity to learn.
Absolutely. That really is, I think, one of the most important parts of the Smithsonian Folklife Festival is the opportunity to meet directly masters of different traditions. You know, you can meet people from Oaxaca and San Luis Potosi and ask them questions about their skills and their talents. Talk to our Smithsonian curators, archivists, conservators, security experts. Talk to, you know, Asian Pacific Americans about their very rich culture and living in the Washington, D.C. area. So we try to, you know, eliminate the kind of the intermediary and allow our visitors the opportunity to have a direct, what we call cultural conversation with the participants at our Smithsonian Folklife Festival.
And now you can even do it with the curators at the museum itself and remember that they're feds and so appreciate the work that they do.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Smithsonian Institution, as you know, is a quasi-federal agency, but many of us are, you know, straight federal workers, and this is a great opportunity to share our work for the federal government with the larger public.